We're talking by phone today with Bjorn Ranheim, who is a cellist with the St. Louis Symphony, but also is a member of a new interesting group called the 442s. Welcome, Bjorn.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Thanks for being here. We want to talk a little bit about your group and the kind of music that it plays, but let's first point out here that you are going to be here in Cape Girardeau on April 1st. You're going to be here all day, I think, doing some work with students here, and then you're doing a performance that night at the River Campus, right?
We are indeed, yeah. We have kind of put together a mini residency, if you will, because in our group of musicians, we have so many different disciplines covered. We've got a wonderful composer, Adam Maness, who is the guitar player and accordion player and melodica player with the group, and he does all of our compositions. So he'll be working with the composition students. He is also a very finely trained jazz pianist, studied at the New School in New York, and will be working with the jazz students, as will his partner, Sid Rodway, they both actually play with the Aaron Bodie Band here in St. Louis. And Sid is a phenomenal jazz bass player and is actually married to Aaron Bodie, and she'll be along with us as well. Working with some of the vocal students and the music theater majors. And then you have myself and my St. Louis Symphony colleague, Sean Weil, who will be working with various string students and some chamber ensembles.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting mix there, and that's one of the things I think that makes it exciting. I want to ask you first, before we talk a little bit about how you got into this and the kind of music that you play, what's the significance of 442s, the name of your group?
So 442 actually stands for 442 hertz, which if you are familiar with coming to maybe a symphony concert, you'll notice the concertmaster walks out and points to the principal oboist and they play an A. Well, that A is what we all tune to, and it is 442 hertz. So it's a little dorky, but we kind of glommed onto that. And it actually has a bunch of other significances, too, that it's the street address where Aaron Bodie and Sid Rodway live, and it's also the address of where Adam lived when he was living in New York City. So 442 keeps coming back around, and it just seemed to be a good fit.
Yeah, it's interesting. Now, you're not afraid that some rival group will spring up and call themselves the 440s, are you?
Well, hopefully not, but didn't that used to be
the standard tuning, or am I dating myself?
No, not at all. It's actually many different orchestras choose their own pitch to tune to. Some tune to the 440, some tune to 441. And for whatever reason, the St. Louis Symphony tunes to 442. So what that means to the layman is that it's just a little bit sharper, and it has kind of a brightness and a brilliance, I think, to the tuning.
I see. Well, now let's talk a little bit about your group. And first, let's just talk about Aaron Bodie. I've heard her perform, and she's a fantastic talent. And you're bringing her down, right? And she's going to work as well.
We collaborate with her as often as our schedules allow. She sings on about three of our songs. Which is just such a treat for us because she is just a consummate jazz vocalist. And so we will be bringing her along as well to really showcase some of those tunes that she sings on. Actually, the rest of us as well will be singing and even whistling. We employ a lot of different kind of techniques here with the group. But we do a lot of things, and singing has been a fun part of it. So you've got four-part male vocal harmony, of course, on top of this rich string texture. And so it's really a lot of fun.
So you have jazz musicians who are part of this and then classical musicians who are part of this. So why do this? Is this what do you get out of this? Does this kind of stretch you out of your normal comfort zone? It seems to me, at least, for you as a classical musician, this would be a bit more freewheeling. You don't even have a conductor, I'm assuming.
Exactly. No, it's very much more like a chamber music experience, if you will. But no, you're absolutely right. It does push us all, actually, outside of our traditional comfort zone. My colleague Sean and I from the St. Louis Symphony, we live in a world where we are interpreting music that was written sometimes hundreds of years ago. We are not really inventing music on the spot. nor are we improvising within the context of performance. So when we get into a group like the 442s, it frees us up to really explore a lot of boundaries that, frankly, classical musicians are not really trained to do. And then by that I mean improvising and singing and doing all of these other things. So for us, it is incredibly freeing. And I think for the Adam and Sid, the jazz musicians, I think it's a very, very educational and kind of wonderful experience for them, because they are traditionally making their music up on the spot, just as they go, playing standards and things like that. But in a group like this, we are playing through composed works. And so there's kind of a almost a rigidity that comes from the classical side, but this flexibility that comes from the jazz side. And so what it creates is this really interesting combination. And we've had a hard time kind of saying what our music is, what our genre is.
Because that's what I was going to ask you. What does it sound like if someone's never heard it? Now, we've been playing some of your music here at the Cafe Concerto. In fact, we'll play a song as soon as we're done talking here. But if I've never heard this music before, how would it affect me? What could I relate it to? What would it sound like?
You know, it's got so many different elements. It's got some elements of jazz. It's got some elements of some American kind of folk. It's got some classical idioms as well. What we've had a hard time with is actually finding the right term. And we're able to say what it's not, but we're having a hard time saying what it is. But I think what the audience always comes away with is that it's a very high energy, very engaging, very virtuosic kind of performance. And it's our repertoire is so varied that I think people will really enjoy this kind of unique collaboration, and perhaps after they hear us, they might have a good name for what our style is.
Oh, good. Well, now, I know you've been pretty successful so far. In fact, don't you have a CD coming out pretty soon?
We do. We had a very successful Kickstarter campaign this fall and raised money to fund a full-scale recording project. And so we used a great studio here in St. Louis and a wonderful recording engineer, Paul Henrich, who does all of the work with the St. Louis Symphony. And we had 6 full days of recording, and we are now in post-production. So we are expecting a release of our debut album in May, this coming May.
And I was going to say, I'm assuming that's part of what we'll hear on that's Tuesday night, April 1st, right?
Absolutely. You'll hear pretty much everything that we have put on the album, and it's really a wonderful kind of body of work, and we just couldn't be more excited about getting the recording out there, but also sharing our music with a wider audience.
Is this what you're doing here? It's not, I mean, it's somewhat uncommon, but I think, doesn't Yo-Yo Ma do this kind of thing as well, and other people? It must be a lot of fun for a musician.
It is, and you know, it is becoming more and more part of the music world, these I want to say crossover groups. Mm-hmm. We were actually inspired by a phenomenal album made by Yo-Yo Ma, and he partnered up with the fantastic bass player Edgar Meyer, mm-hmm. the mandolin player Chris Pile, and then of course the fiddler Stuart Duncan, and they made this album called The Goat Rodeo Sessions, and that kind of is an idea for us. That was a little bit of a genesis of just getting an acoustic group that is a little bit unusual together. And so that was kind of one of our initial inspirations. And there are many groups out there now that are kind of filling this mold, you know, groups where classically trained artists are moving into other areas and other genres of music. And I think we'll see more of it, but I think there's definitely kind of a niche here that we're going to fit into.
Now, I've always thought with the musicians that I know that if you're a musician, you like all kinds of music. They don't like to be boxed in with one genre or another, and it looks like you're proving that with the 442s.
That's absolutely right. We really do. And, you know, I think as a child born in the 70s, and most of my buddies here are born in the similar era, we grew up on all kinds of music, mm-hmm. and though I was raised on classical music and I'm a classical cellist, I have a passion and just love for all kinds of music, and so it's fun to be able to now explore those realms outside of my normal day job, It's just such a rewarding partnership.
Okay. Well, again, let's remind everybody when they can hear you all. You'll be here on the campus at the River Campus on Tuesday, April 1st, and you're doing a performance concert at 7:30, right?
We're doing a performance, yes, at the Schuck Recital Hall on the River Campus. It's open to the public. The tickets actually are very, very affordable. I think $10 a ticket, but if you're a student, you can get a discounted price. And we're going to announce the whole program from the stage, so it's going to be very flexible and free. We're just looking forward to this time and getting to know some of the students and community down there in Cape Girardeau.
Great. Have you been here before? Have you been to the Schuck Recital Hall?
You know, I've not been to that particular recital hall, but Sean and I perform with the St. Louis Symphony in the main hall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we've always enjoyed that. And I know many students up here in St. Louis who have studied at SEMO, and they've always had such great pedigree. So we're excited about working with some of the students, too.
Well, the Schuck is a wonderful place, and it's perfect for what you'll be doing. So, again, we want to encourage everybody to come over to the River Campus at 7:30 on April 1st to hear the 442s. And we thank you, Bjorn Ranheim, for talking with us about it. And as we say goodbye, let's listen to one of your songs.
Thanks so much, Tom.